live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We create it as a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Hello, good afternoon. This is James Martinez and John Stattmiller. John Stattmiller is out in the field today. He is doing the right thing, and I believe he is working, trying to get the Ron Paul campaign to work more effectively for everybody out there. So he will not be here today. So I am going to be sitting in for you today, taking your calls, ultimately answering some questions that you guys have regarding CMS. Also, I'm going to be talking about some other issues that some of you are experiencing financially that you had not considered as a possibility, as something you'd even have to deal with. And that has to do with identity theft because of credit cards. It has to do with transactions with other companies that are now being hacked because of debt issues, unauthorized charges to people's accounts, which are occurring all over, because I just spoke to a couple banks yesterday, as well as another company called PayPal that you guys know about. So this whole gigantic thing, the debt, your individual debt, the way the system is set up, authorizations of checks, paying off alleged debts, all those things now is all coming to fruition and coming in all at the same time. So today I want to make sure that all of you have a chance to call in and tell us your story, tell us what's going on with you. You may do so by calling the following number, which is 800-313-9443. First thing, some of you, all of you that have credit card issues, unsecured debts, you're way in over your head, you can't function, your business is going down because you're using credit cards to keep you afloat. It's completely insane. For those of you that are having those issues, the best thing for you to do also is not only, one, to tune into the show, but also to do your own research as well. The key here with this broadcast is primarily education, because a lot of this information, believe it or not, some people don't have any clue in the world what is going on with the credit card industry. And it's my opinion and that of many others that the credit card industry has destroyed not only this country, but the world as well, and how people do business and what it costs and all those different things that all of us have had to deal with when the bill shows up and we see this 18.9 up to 28%, something completely insane where it's almost difficult to even survive with that. So I do want to realize too and let all of you understand that this framework on how you do your finances was set up purposely by the banking community all over the place to enslave you. And part of the issue with the Ron Paul campaign, and a lot of people don't understand, is he wants to remedy and fix those things. And all these other people that are voting for all these other candidates, none of them are talking about the money. This country, unfortunately, is for the money, by the money, and of the money. That's the way it is. Unfortunately, it's sad but true. So when we get back after the break, I'm going to be taking your calls. I'm going to go a little bit into further about Brad Daly and the CMS process right after this. So stand by. Thanks.
Heart. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All righty, we are back. This is James Martinez. John Stadtmiller is out for the day. He is on the trail helping Mr. Paul get his situation organized for all of you. I want to make sure I give a shout out to our listeners in Sweden, Canada, Brazil, London, where else? Australia, all over the United States. This now, because of the financial subject matter that we're talking about, has now reached all over the place. I never thought that I would get such a large international audience. But you know what? You guys got credit card debt too, and you guys have been shafted by the credit card companies. I realize that. So as I've mentioned in past broadcasts with John on the air, as well as with Brad Daly on the air, we do handle international accounts. If you have your Visa, MasterCards, American Express, all those credit cards, we can handle you doing international issues as well. I know we have listeners in Scotland as well. Hello, how are you? So all of that, if you want a summary on how that particular process works with Brad Daly, you may always call this number and it will give you an overview and explain the process. The telephone number to do that is 888-213-7655. And if you would, please leave your name and your number and an email address. Or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. If you do that, I'll see to it that I get back to you and make sure you have your questions answered and so forth. But I know we got a call coming in here. Don from Ohio, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Pretty good. I had to cancel my debit card, too, because I got basically
got hacked? Your system got hacked?
Yeah. It was only for $1.72, but I checked out the company and did a Google on it. It didn't come up on the name of the company, which was AccuData, but it did come up on their phone number, which is 1-972-994-1198. And it came up that, you know, people that called it were just basically getting a recording and you couldn't do anything with it. I called up my bank and they reversed the charges and they issued me a new card number. So if anybody sees AccuData on their statement, call up your bank and tell them, you know, dispute it. And
Go through Don. It's interesting you brought that up because I for the first time ever, one of my accounts was hacked into by PayPal. It was actually the PayPal account was shut down and somebody managed to transmit a PayPal transaction, hits my account, and then the account says, "Woo, insufficient funds," and then the bank steals $30 from me. Then I have to wait 15 days for them to reimburse that. I was actually just on the phone with the bank before I even got on the air here. So it's good. This is a reason I brought that up is because this is going to be happening all over the place. Identity theft and credit cards, they're a nightmare to begin with, but that is a whole other level of administrative nightmare that they're dealing with. They don't want they don't want you to know about how serious that is at all.
Yeah,
none.
Mine was only like $1.72, but I checked out Google and there's a long list of people getting charged $100 and this and that. You know, and you know, there's no way of finding out what it is.
Right.
So, get on the internet, check out your bank account on the internet so you can keep up to date with it and everything.
Absolutely.
Don't let
watch
it go
at all.
Don't let it go an extra day because they might, you know, they might charge you $1.72 the one day, but they might charge you $100 the next day, you know.
The thing is, Don, it kills me because if we, as a consumer, like customer of a bank, screw up, we pay for it hard. Now, when they screw up and they make a mistake or some electronic problem occurs, we have to wait 10 days and we get an apology. We don't get interest on that. We don't get a bonus. We don't get a fruit basket. We don't get anything. So my issue for all of you is watch your banks. They work for you. You do not work for them. Okay? Because, and everybody should be watching this because it's going to, I have a feeling it's going to get way worse because because I called up and I was dealing with PayPal, and I asked them. I said, "Listen, you know, I'm a talk show host. I know you're probably not going to tell me the truth, but how bad is this? How much fraud is coming in from hackers and so forth?" And they go, "Oh well, about 15%." I said, "No, that's what you're told to say. What is it really? It's a lot. Can you say a lot?" And he said, yeah, it's a lot. And I said, all right, thank you very much. So, Don, thanks for calling in.
Hey, one second of thanks,
too. Yes, go ahead.
The theme music that you guys start off your show with, at first, I really didn't get into it and stuff like that, but then I got to really like it, and I'm wondering what's the title of it and who does it.
That's Shania Twain, and it's called Cha-Ching, I'm told. I don't know what album it's off of. John and I picked that at the very beginning because of the lyrics. I know that was album was produced by Mutt Lange, but I don't know which album it is.
It is catchy. You know, it takes a little time to grow on you, but, you know, once you hear it and stuff like that, it really is a good tune.
Right on. Right. Well, glad you enjoy it.
Have a good day.
Hey, thanks for calling. All right, so there you go, everybody. You just heard from a caller, just had that problem right there. See, this whole system right now is getting ready to go down, okay? So each of you, I know individuals have called in and written in, and you all have your individual financial issues that you have to deal with. But like I said, you need to understand what's happening. Educating. Most people get very angry when they feel like they've gotten a lot of the information they've been had. Well, there's actually a level of it that I've not spoken about on the air yet that's above it. And you think you're angry now? You're really going to get angry when you hear the next part. But it's anger first and then resolution to your particular situation, because most of you with the election process, with banking, trying to survive and keep your business operational, you're having to deal with the media effects of dealing with credit cards. Yesterday, I was at a friend's house and I saw the new version of that Visa has put out, that is trying to hit younger audiences with kind of the MTV breakdancing type of meme that they're trying to program our young people with that don't have a clue in the world what's going on in terms of their own individual finances and so forth. So, again, as I always say on most of the broadcasts, you got to get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. That is your tool to get the job done. From if you're talking to your wife, your friend, you're a teacher in a classroom, you're out on the field campaigning for Ron Paul, Aaron Russo directed that piece, so all of you could use that as a tool. So you understand the banking process, you understand the IRS issues, you understand the real issues at stake here. So if you would, you can call and get yourself a free copy if you call 1-800-724-2719. And ask for a free copy there. Give one to your friend, give one to your wife, girlfriend, whatever it is, so everybody understands what's going on. Because as I've mentioned earlier, we have taken on a lot of new clients with Brad Daly, people getting started in the process, getting their issues taken care of. And for those of you that are sitting on the fence, the most important issue is not whether or not Brad Daly can handle it. He can handle it, and he has done so many times. The issue is, can you handle it? Yes, I'm talking to you, because it's most important what happens afterwards. After you have the debt is gone, the alleged debt, shall I say, after it's gone, how are you going to react in an electronic environment where everybody's telling you to use your credit cards and every store has a deal to open a credit card? Everybody's throwing that at you all the time. So you have to be in a reality where you're in cash and carry. And a gentleman I know that an actor friend of mine that has started the process is now going cash and carry. And I just hooked him yesterday. And I said, well, how's it feel? And he goes, it's different, huh, when you're spending cash and watching it leave your hand, and you're more aware of what things cost. You're more aware of how much you spend. You're more aware of money in general and where you're distributing it. Because we've been in a society where we'll pay for it later. Swipe it. Pay for it later. And all of that now is caved in on us. And obviously that was set up before you to get as much out of you as possible, enslave you, and make you think that your credit report is your whole life. And most employers, a lot of corporate companies, if your credit report is not in order, they won't hire you. Now, that may be their policy, but there have been people I know in the past that have gone through different processes getting rid of their credit cards, and their credit reports have been damaged temporarily until they're resurrected, and they have gone on and sued potential employers about their credit report. Because your credit report, there's nothing real there. Most of the time, there's a lot of items on there that aren't even true. Most of the time. So when all of you go and try and fix it, most of the time you'll get letters back saying, we've investigated this matter, it's over, it's real. And that's it. That's all you get is a piece of paper. Nobody signs off on it. Nobody. And most of the time those letters are automated to you. There's nobody at the other end reading it, investigating anything, because they need the interest rates high. They need you to have a damaged credit report because they want more money out of you. A person that has a great credit report, most of the time they're paying everything on time. But that doesn't necessarily help you out at all in the current situation that we're in today. So a lot of you are like, well, I want to get my credit report fixed up, and blah, 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 and then it's going to be fixed, and I can go out and do it again. No. If your credit report is fixed today, you're still going to be affected with all the hyperinflation that's going to be happening all over the United States. So let's make sure that, one, you get the tools that you need. Netflix, they have both of the movies that you need to check out. There's In Debt We Trust, directed by Danny Schechter, and then there's Maxed Out. Both of those, Maxed Out movie. If you go online, you probably can order a copy there. I know I've inquired with the director to make sure that we can sell them on the Republic Broadcasting website. That is in transit because I think he's actually shooting another movie right now, so I've not heard back from him. So don't let that stop you. Go to Netflix, get those movies, look at them. Because most of you, this is new information. I'm presuming that you guys get it, but a lot of you do not, or do not want to get it. It's too painful for you, but we'll get you past that. All right, we'll be back right after this break.
listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Alrighty, we are back. This is James Martinez. John Stattmiller is out in the field working with Ron Paul, trying to get everything organized as far as getting the message out. Right now, what your experience as you listen to me on the radio is media effect against media effect. My media effect against ABC, NBC, CNN, all the networks which are lying to you about what's going on financially. So it's important for all of you if you have to watch TV and you have to watch the election process, that you have a little edit mode going on in your mind as you watch what's going on. Every producer, every network, the people that the broadcasters are watching their teleprompters, they're paid to spit out whatever it is that they've been told. And a lot of them know a lot more than what they're saying, and you can see the guilt in their eyes with all the micro muscle movements in their face because they're completely incongruent because they know everything is way worse than it actually is. So the point here is if you are a student, you're in college, you're at any educational institutions, you know, that's supposed to be the place where you get educated. But it's my understanding and my discovery that we're not educated at all, especially about the financial stuff. All our colleges have been raped and pillaged and left for dead, with all the credit card companies invading campuses and taking on students and ruining their lives. So by the time they get out of college, they have school loans and they have credit card debt, and they're institutionalized, paying on that probably for the rest of their life. I know attorneys today that are in their early 40s that are still paying off school loans. They're still going through the entire process, as well as all their other financial commitments, as well as credit card debt, all at the same time. Now, how are you supposed to survive like that? Nobody can do it. I've spoken to people all across the United States. They're losing their businesses, marriages are ending. All of this has to do with the financial situation that's set up. Now, for those of you that are sitting on the fence as whether or not who to vote for, it's easy. Obviously, Ron Paul. If you got financial issues and you're seeing what's really going on, that's your guy. However, it's up to you, the public, to demand that the media, television media, cover him. I hope to God that he does sue Fox, Ron Paul, when he was talking about that on Jay Leno, because it needs for the public to go beyond what you normally do in an election process. We need more than just your vote. We need your vote and your action with other people so that you can cause a chain reaction with everybody out there. Because as I've mentioned earlier, this is an international problem, but it's up to us domestically here to set the tone and let everybody know. Because, look, Hillary Clinton, Obama, all those guys, none of them are talking. None of them. Because they know. If they do, one, they probably won't get elected, and two, they're going to get a lot of flack for it. They're all working for independent interests, not your interest. So it's totally clear. There's no question who should vote for at all. Now, I want to answer some questions that some of you email in regarding some of your credit card issues and where you're at. Now, if you have credit cards that you're currently in good standing with, great. Now's the time for you to seriously consider on what you're going to do with those unsecured debts. If you have accounts that are in collection with collection agencies, yes, we still can help you. The sooner the better. If they're with law firms, in other words, you're getting letters from lawyers right now, usually unless those letters have come otherwise, if they've come registered or certified, then you got a problem, because then they know that you've received it and they know that you have to act upon it, because usually those are demand letters. For instance, if your account has gone into collection, it goes to a collection agency. It usually circulates with 3 or 4 collection agencies. Then it goes to a law firm. And depending upon which credit card it is, MBNA cards go with Wolpoff and Abramson. First Bank usually goes with a completely different law firm in the Midwest called Mann Bracken. All of those are tied in with the National Arbitration Forum, and the credit cards go through a certain pattern before it gets real serious. And what we're doing here is trying to catch you before it gets real serious, because I know all of you are floating, paying your minimums, trying to survive. So if you need more information on how it works, you need to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Or if you just want an overview, an understanding of the process, you have two ways. You can call 888-213-7655 and listen to the overview there. And I would also, after you listen to that, get yourself the video, Freedom to Fascism. Watch that through. And once you've accumulated all that, give me a shout. Let me know if you want to proceed. Because right now, we're really in a big emergency, huge emergency, publicly. And it's all being shunned down because of what's happened. What I see now is the action taken against Ron Paul in supposedly a free country. Well, we're not free. We're not free. We're not brave, and we don't have any money. If we were brave, we would never, ever, ever have taken this kind of crap from our misleaders that have done this. It's because of the implementation of media, electronics, ignorance. Our educational systems have sold you out. They've not told you about this. I don't think any parent in the United States would send their child to college to get their life started when they know they're going to be assaulted by credit card companies. Do you think that's right? I don't think so. All right, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All righty, we're back. This is James Martinez on Cash Flow. As I mentioned earlier, John is out in the field working it. I think Don has more to say because he's calling us back from Ohio. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Oh, what's
up? Hey, I forgot to say something about this. Since Ron Paul's holding off for some darn reason on this recount thing, it's $67,000 to do the recount, and it shows that there's proof of fraud.
Mm-hmm.
He's received $20,000 plus from us. But there's another organization out there right now called Granny's Warriors that are collecting another thing of money so they can get the recount done if Ron Paul does not set it forth. They've got $7,000 so far, and they need $65,000 for a week. So if you know any of your viewers want to donate to the recount thing, if Ron Paul does not step forward.
Give out that information. I know what's going on. Give it out. Go for it.
Okay, grannywarrior.chipin.com. If you just look up, in fact, let me see real quick here. Go back one. I just put in
Is it a website, or are you looking on a page, or is it an organization?
Yeah, I went back to the Google. I put down Granny's Recount. And it's Chip in Recount. It's Granny Warrior, though. Just press in Granny Warrior, G-R-A-N-N-Y Warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R. Mm-hmm. And you know, let's get this up there. I mean, there's also another Republican that feels like he was shortchanged too, and he wants the recount. So, you know, one way or the other, we're going to get
this.
This
is just
done.
The beginning. Good. Thanks for calling in, Don, and letting us know
all
that. All right. Anybody else, please. I don't want you to be shy here because this is your show. 800-313-9443 if you're trying to call in. Yeah, the counting thing. I mentioned that weeks ago with John on the air. I said, somebody better watch that. Because that's what's going to happen, and now it's already happening. We aren't even in the full-blown, you know, election yet, and they're already stomping. I mean, if it were me, I would be suing everybody publicly, doing transmissions on the web, buying airtime, whatever it takes, so that people know right now, before we even really get started into the main act of this big event that we're going through, that this is going on. Because this is – pretend it's you being elected. You are being violated, your rights, your freedom to information, all of that. That's how you need to act upon it. And all of you that are involved with this, look, John is doing exactly what I mentioned. He's gone out of his way and stepped up. He's not even here. He hasn't been here consistently for a couple days now because he's taking care of this. And all of you individually all across the U.S., you will have to go out of your normal comfort zone to do things as well to get it done, because you're fighting the media machine. You're fighting other people that doubt you. I mean, we have a lot of new listeners in California, and a lot of them don't even know what Ron Paul stands for at all. None. And why do you think that is? Any ideas, everybody? It's the flow of information, how it's processed, what's allowed, what people are allowed to see. It's all the media effects on your consciousness that most of you are grappling with in terms of how to deal with your life. So I think John is calling in. John, are you there?
I am here, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, very interesting afternoon here. You ever heard of a guy by the name of Dr. Arthur Laffer?
No, but I like the last name.
he's the economist known for the famous Laffer Curve, father of supply-side economics under Ronald Reagan.
Ah.
I just sat in attendance at a lunch with the muckety-mucks of AT&T, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, the oil companies, Exxon Mobil. We had Coca-Cola and Anheuser-Busch in there, and he's telling them, oh, the country's great, unemployment's only 5%, it's going to be a great year for business.
Who's paying his check?
the only thing he did when he was with the Reagan administration to build his cabinet, he picked everybody from the CFR in Reagan's second administration. But at any rate, without going into a whole lot of detail about that, it was laughable. The friend that invited me down here, we both stood up in the middle of this, and there was about 350 people in attendance. Mr. Laffer wasn't laughing because we both stood up and looked at him, and then we quietly walked out of the room. And he knew exactly what that meant. It was fascinating. And 90% of the people in there, here's the unfortunate part about this, all connected with business, all looking for their profit. About 90% of them were in agreement with what he was saying. Absolute, total horse manure.
In agreement, well, what was his main message that they're in agreement with?
Oh, well, the business is good. The international trade is good. Everything that is anti-economy for this country, he is for. A stone, dyed-in-the-wool globalist, and not for an American and American interest. That is the laughable curve of it all.
Okay, I think it's great that now that everybody has heard that, now you know what you're dealing with.
Yep.
John was right there with the power people, or some of them anyway, and that's where they're talking. So the public that is listening to this, I hope you are starting to get it now. I know a lot of you, it's really weird. Either you completely get it or you don't believe and you're just, oh, I don't know. Oh. But this is what's happening. John, you're right there. So what was the conclusion? You walked out of there, and what happened upon your exit? Did they come back, talk to you? What did they do?
No. They're not in a gathering such as this. Like I said, about 10% of the people in there were whistling through the graveyard because they know what's ready to jump out and get them. The other 90% is the disease that we see in America, Let's keep our head buried in the sand. Let's maximize our profits. Let's do business as usual. And there, the only thing that was, he was just a rah-rah boy for how good things are. Yeah, they're a little slow, but don't worry, we're going to have a great year in 08. At the table, I was seated with 10 people at my own table, and I said, while Mr. Laffer is making his laughable speech, I said, inflation is running at 12% right now. The true unemployment numbers is probably pretty close to 8.25% right now. And gentlemen, I don't know what you're going to do, but you better get to the lifeboats real quick, because this year you're going to see this economy nosedive, and it's going to make 29 look like a practice run.
Okay, when you said that to him, what was his initial reaction?
They all stopped and didn't say a word. They just stopped and stared. Nobody could
say everybody, a word. You heard it right there. They stopped. They John Pattern interrupted. They stopped. They thought about it, processed, and then how did they respond? Oh, well, we don't care, blah, blah, blah.
Well, no, the one gentleman that was seated at the table with me just sat there staring in space for the remaining time at the table. And he leaned over, and he didn't even really know who I was or what I was doing. He leaned over and looked at me, and he said, you know, he said, I think I'm going to start moving into some hard assets. And I handed him a business card, and I said, well, this is me. That's the network. I said, but we have Republic Trading Group. I'll give you the best deal. Just give me a call.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, you know, hey, John, we got a call from, I think it's Lloyd in Indiana. Lloyd, are you there? Lloyd? Hello.
Yes, the other night, a gentleman called into Midnight Rider, I believe, and he made a suggestion that Ron Paul's got this $200 million, and a good use of that would to be sprinkle micro-broadcasters around the United States with it. And I'm adding my 2 cents worth in that if that was coupled up with the Ron Paul meetup groups, I guarantee that there's at least one person in every meetup group, and there's approximately 1,500 of them, that would put a micro-broadcaster on their house to cover their community.
Yeah,
and we've got to start right now. We should have started a long time ago on, because we got to deprogram these sheeple so that they start listening to what we're saying, and we need the micro-broadcasters out there.
And John, have you heard, hang on, Lloyd, John, have you heard what the latest strategy is for Ron Paul at the moment?
Actually, the reason I came down here was to talk to my friend, and he is RonPaulFriendsUSA.com, and he has a great number of people out there in these meetup groups, and he is well aware of the low-power FM. And caller, you're thinking in the right direction. We're not only thinking about low power FM, but we're also, there's a few people down here with deep enough pockets that might be willing to step up the plate and buy stations, radio stations, about 1,200 of them in this country. They may be willing to start purchasing these stations.
So, well, great, because you know what? It's going to take something like that to shift everybody's consciousness, because right now, more needs to be done, way more.
Well, and we are behind the curve. We are running behind, but that's okay. To me, that's just an opportunity for everybody to get giddy and real excited and
absolutely
have some plans and put them in motion. The energy is out there. The message that Ron Paul has is one that cannot be denied, and we will get him the voice that more people will understand him and his policy positions and what this man is really talking about, because so far, This audience knows when they hear Ron Paul speak, they connect with it immediately. The problem is with the generally dumb public out there, it sounds like a foreign language to them. They cannot connect it into their paradigm of thought because they're still in the matrix.
Yeah, it's like I've been talking, and I've talked with you, John, and I brought it up, and other people I speak to privately. And caller, thanks very much for calling in. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Behavior modification is the key to the whole thing. And one of the things that in order to change a habit of somebody of thinking one way to another way is to alter their state, happier, excitement, whatever, and then bring in new ideas. Because most people, John, that I speak to, even that have called in, are in deep stuck states about people they're even going to vote for still. They, well, this, and I don't think he may not make it, and I don't want to waste my vote on him because he may not even make it. No. Everybody that's listening, you're you're not wasting anything. If you want to take real action, one, dump your debt, two, and then back up Ron Paul with everybody else. You need to get hold hands across the country, hands across America with this particular issue in Ron Paul.
And it must be said, James, that the smarter money in this country is eyeballing Ron Paul, and they want this guy in as badly as John Q. Public out there in Cincinnati, Ohio, wants him in office.
Mm-hmm.
The smart money in this country realize what this guy is about. Again, here's a group of people. They don't have to sit there and try to decipher or decode what Mr. Paul is saying. To these people, there is absolutely no confusion. When the guy opens up his mouth, they're there to listen. They hear exactly what he's saying. But the problem has been to get his message out there, to get it more in detail, more explained, because the public is really lost. I mean, if they're still
lost.
Out there...
Totally lost, yeah.
If still out there trying to decide who to vote for, then they are lost. They don't have...
Yeah, I've watched some of these cues when they show... they pan over and talk to the public, like, who are you going to vote for and why... They don't know why they're voting for most people. Their reasons are ludicrous because they're a nice guy, the way they look. They're not sure because they got all these media effects that they're fighting and who's telling the truth. And now we have this, you know, potential voter fraud thing going on that's going to go, it's going to, like, if they're going to recount for, one time, they got to recount for everybody.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean?
I'm just almost involved in a high speed accident here. Have you heard a horn blowing? It was either that or me going into a guardrail. At any rate,
alive. Okay.
You're exactly right. And
how do we know the other vote? All the other votes before? How come we don't know if they're screwed up too?
Yeah.
Who are we going to trust?
Well, and the ironic thing about this is the the government entity that's supposed to be the overseer of elections going straight on the straight and narrow. Unfortunately, the Federal Elections Commission is not operating. Their doors are closed as of January 1.
Huh. Wonder why that is. Uh-huh.
Well, because there's just a political wrangling going on with who Bush wants to appoint as this commission. There's six of them that have the ability to vote on certain issues, and unfortunately, there's only two people left remaining, so they couldn't vote for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So
see, it's like who's going to monitor the monitors?
Exactly. That's exactly my point. There is nobody even with the appearance of monitoring anything. They've literally shut the door.
Mm-hmm. That's not going to fly. I mean, I don't know why we're even proceeding at all with any elections until that issue is taken care of. Because if that issue isn't taken care of, all the efforts, all the donations, all the work across the country and everything, it doesn't mean anything. If that issue is not dealt with today, now, one priority. I don't understand why we're having an election, the most important thing for this country right now, and that issue is not being dealt with. I talked with you, John, about that weeks ago.
Right. No, I understand. I mean, it's, who do we turn to? You're right. Who's watching the watchers? Nobody is. And if you think the 2000 Bush-Kerry deal was an absolute fiasco, wait until this election cycle, because they are fixing the vote right now.
But yeah, that's right.
There's one thing in this climate in this country. I know we're coming up on break here in a minute, but this climate in this country is people have been sitting back and accepting and doing nothing about the criminality.
Right.
And it's business as usual, and rather than people standing up and saying, wait a minute, hold your horses here, we have some issues, and they need to be addressed. People are afraid to speak out against that. So basically, what I'm saying is the inmates are now running the asylum, and those that aren't nuts are not saying anything.
That's right.
They have,
they're afraid.
This whole dynamic has been reversed. It used to be the criminals had to operate in the dark. They're now operating in the full light of day.
Right out front, and they know that the public's been conditioned. They're afraid. They don't know what to do. They don't know which person to talk to in terms of who's the authority that will get the job done. I mean, our elected officials that are elected in public office, whether they're governor or anything like that, to me, they're all accountable too, because if they're public servants, they're supposed to be working for us. So now we have a situation where we have this voter fraud, which – is right now, to me, in just my humble opinion, the most important thing ever in the United States is going on with that right now.
Couldn't agree with you more.
It's got to be dealt. Now, for all of you that are sitting on the fence and like, well, I don't know if I should get rid of my credit card debt or not, or all of it, there's no problem. Whatever guilt trip that you've been laid on, which been conditioned to you, believe me, that'll be gone. See, most of you are starting to see the holes in the whole thing now, what our misleaders have done. So if you have a conscience, like you're worried about whether or not your merchants have been paid and all those things have been paid, they were all paid a long time ago. So don't worry about that part.
Yep.
So as you're going through this, and John is actively out there going beyond what he normally does, everybody in the public that's dealing with this, you're going to have to step up to the plate, because this, when I found out about this, I was like, well, this is the beginning, everybody. So
it's the beginning of their end, and it's the beginning of the reemergence of this country.
That's
and
it. We'll be back right after the break. I know we're going to the music here. We'll be right back after this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
All right, we're back. This is James Martinez, John Stattmiller here. John, I wanted to ask you, after I heard Ron Paul talk about suing Fox, do you know if he's actually going to do that?
You know, I have not been in office all day today. I'm heading back to the office right now to try to prep for my afternoon show. I did not have any information on that, but I do know this, that Black Box Voting is in on this. They're taking affidavits for people who have actually witnessed the criminality around the voting, and not only in Iowa but also in New Hampshire. So the attention is being drawn on this, and actions are already being taken. How much and how fast?
Okay, this is my suggestion, John. I'm sure a lot of people have ideas. He needs to sue Fox. He needs to go into a public courtroom. He needs to film it. He needs to film everything. He needs to broadcast that. Nothing's covered up. No secrets. Put it all out in the open and let the chips fall where they may. And let Fox know and everybody else that you can't screw around. You cannot screw around and get all this out in the public. Now, if Ron Paul were to sue Fox, show up at the courthouse, everybody that's Ron Paul that's going to vote for him, film it, watch it, put it all over the web. Use media as a weapon for this, because that's what it's all about, because people are reacting to media effects of stuff that happened a long time ago and getting ideas in their head about these particular candidates. They're going to help him, which is all crap. So I hope he does that.
By the way, James, you know, you said it earlier, and the thought struck me. You said, you know, here's the message, change. Oh, yeah, we're going to change tickets from the Titanic to the Lusitania.
Right.
There is no – this is – I'll tell you, James, I've never seen this. I've never seen such a shallow platform that these – and shaky as it is that these people are standing on. There is no substance to it whatsoever. You just have a bunch of disgruntled people that don't know which way they're going to vote because they don't know what the candidates are saying. They're not saying anything of any substance whatsoever.
Exactly. I hope that somebody listening in his camp, they decide to sue Fox, put it publicly, film it, and watch it. Because and the voter situation – that's all got to be covered. Anybody that's close to that or inside it, shoot it, film it, get audio tape, put it up on the web, let everybody know what's going on with it as much as possible. Because, you know, like John, we talked about this weeks ago. I knew that the voter thing was going to be the whole key to the whole thing.
Sure.
Well, it's crazy.
Well, it is, and I hope these people remember one thing, that messing with the vote is a felony, and it is jailable in this country for running afoul of that.
Yeah, those guys that have done that need to be on camera with their lawyers, whatever they're going to do, put them in court, publicize the whole thing, and let everybody watch. This is the people that are running the show and counting your votes.
Exactly,
everybody, so they're humiliated, they're put on trial, they're charged. Just let the hammer drop.
It's the criminals that have taken over the asylum, and it's time for all good men to come to the aid of their country, and this is not a typing exercise. This is the real deal.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Right.
Everybody is, like John, for everybody, this is the Cash Flow Show. If you're looking to get rid of the credit card debt and your unsecured debts, have no shame. Email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. John, I'll be talking to you later in the afternoon. I think I got some stuff sorted out here, so I have some news for you.
All right, and I have some for you as well.
All right, right on. Talk to you in a bit.
Okay.